Governor Hickenlooper began his address by acknowledging the hard times Colorado endured last year, including destructive wildfires and the deadly Aurora Theater shooting.
We have an obligation to prevent similar tragedies, to do good, to bring light to darkness. We have an obligation to represent the best that is Colorado. This isn't a Democratic or Republican agenda. It's a Colorado agenda.
Aurora's mayor, police chief, and fire chief sat in the front row as the governor honored their work in the aftermath of the shooting. Hickenlooper says democracy demands a debate on guns, security, and individual freedoms.
Let me prime the pump. Why don't we have universal background checks for all gun sales?
It was his strongest stance yet on gun control legislation. Democrats, who now hold majorities in both legislative chambers, gave him a standing ovation for the line, while Republicans stayed in their seats.
I am very, very pleased with what the governor had to say because it's just in line with what I've been talking about since the theater shooting.
That's Democratic Representative Rhonda Fields of Aurora. She plans to introduce a bill to limit high-capacity clip magazines. Democrats are also expected to introduce an assault weapons ban and other gun measures. But Senate Minority Leader Republican Bill Cadman says the governor's call for more regulations is unnecessary.
We already have them. If you don't believe me, look at the 12,000 people waiting today to get their backgrounds checked in Colorado for a legal gun purchase. So what he has to be talking about is private registration. Absolutely impossible unless our government's going to go door to door and demand an inventory of personal property. And God help us if that ever happens.
Governor Hickenlooper touched on a host of bills he'd like lawmakers to pass: civil unions, a lower tuition rate for certain illegal immigrant students, and a statewide standard for driving while high. He also asked for energy regulations to be fair, rational, and based on science.
What doesn't work is a patchwork of rules and regulations. Because of innovations in drilling technology, cheaper, abundant natural gas is helping to make America energy secure for the first time in modern history. While there are environmental challenges with this process, there are also undeniable environmental benefits.
Hickenlooper is a strong advocate for natural gas and has faced criticism from the environmental community for not doing enough to protect public health from hydraulic fracturing. Democrats plan to push through tougher regulations this session, something that Representative Dan Pabon of Denver says could be a sticking point with the governor.
I think that there's some competing values there, but I think the governor brought it up because it's an important discussion to have. Are we going to come to full agreement? I hope so. But part of the legislative process is going back and forth and having compromise and arriving at something that makes sense.
With Democrats in charge, Governor Hickenlooper is likely to see more controversial bills reach his desk this year. But he says that doesn't bother him.
Some have suggested a divided government, that is, divided chambers, has been a blessing for our administration. They say I got lucky, but I certainly don't see it that way. Our blessing was not divided government in the last 2 years. Our blessing was in the many relationships we formed with lawmakers from both parties and that you have with each other.
Relationships he hopes will come in handy in the years ahead. In one lighthearted moment, Hickenlooper joked that even though he's technically in the middle of his first term in office, he prefers to think of it as a quarter of the way through his administration, hinting that he'll be back for re-election. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.